The phrase Hyaknanishu translates into English as 100 poems from 100 poets. It dates from the 13th century, when a courtier of the day gathered together poetry from the previous 600 years or so into a single collection of 100 verses. The poems, love poetry for the most part, although many also have a strong seasonal component, are of the type known as tanka, which have a rhythm in a 5-7-5-7-7 pattern, two lines longer than the more familiar haiku with their 5-7-5 shape. Over the years, the collection has become one of the pillars of Japanese literary culture. Everybody knows of it, most people know at least some of the poems, and it is not uncommon at all to meet people who can recite the entire collection from memory. It is interesting to make a comparison to poetry in English at a similar time. Chaucer wrote his poems more than 100 years after this Hyaknanishu was created, but these days, how many Englishmen can quote so much as a single line from his works? The continued popularity of this Hyaknanishu in contemporary Japanese culture is testament indeed to the important position that poetry holds in the Japanese mind.